But first, Jobs needed the blessing of John Lasseter and Ed Catmull, so he asked them to come over to his house. He got right to the point. "We need to get to know Bob Iger," he told them. "We may want to throw in with him and to help him remake Disney. He's a great guy." They were skeptical at first. "He could tell we were pretty shocked," Lasseter recalled. "If you guys don't want to do it, that's fine. But I want you to get to know Iger before you decide," Jobs continued. "I was feeling the same as you, but I've really grown to like the guy." He explained how easy it had been to make the deal to put ABC shows on the iPod and added, "It's night and day different from Eisner's Disney. He's straightforward, and there's no drama with him." Lasseter remembers that he and Catmull just sat there with their mouths slightly open. Iger went to work. He flew from Los Angeles to Lasseter's house for dinner and stayed up well past midnight talking. He also took Catmull out to dinner, and then he visited Pixar Studios alone, with no entourage and without Jobs. "I went out and met all the directors one-on-one, and they each pitched me their movie," he said. Lasseter was proud of how much his team impressed Iger, which of course made him warm up to Iger. "I never had more pride in Pixar than that day," he said. "All the teams and pitches were amazing, and Bob was blown away."